I have a school report on ancient civilizations, settlement and trade due tomorrow. What should I do?
Welcome to the Land Between Rivers podcast. This podcast was made with the help of Bernice, which is me, Michelle, Jaden, Nathania, and Rafael. This podcast is about Mesopotamia settlement and trade in an engaging story. There are many important facts and information about Mesopotamia in this podcast. Hope you enjoy the story.
I know. I'll call my sister Sally. She works at the HRS, the Historical Research Society.
Hello?
Hey, Harold. What do you need?
I have this school report on ancient civilizations that's due tomorrow. Can you help me?
Sure. Right now, I'm currently studying Mesopotamia. Would you like to learn more about settlement and trade there?
Messy potatoes, what?
Mesopotamia, Harold, not messy potatoes. I can answer a few of your questions if you'd like, but I am still an amateur at some of these topics, so I might ask some of my friends.
I'll start with my first question. What are some things that the Mesopotamians traded with each other, and how did the Mesopotamians transport their goods over long distances?
I'm going to check with my friend Beth, who knows a lot about this. Hello, Beth. I need help with my Mesopotamian trade. What are some things that they traded and how did they transport the items?
Hey, Sally, I can help. Some things that they traded were cooking oil, pottery, leather goods, and Egyptian gold, pearls, and a lot more. The Tigris, Euphrates were the great rivers of ancient Mesopotamia transporting.
Thanks.
Bye.
My second question is, what type of building structures and homes did they make? What materials did they use? And also, what are some features of Mesopotamian structures and buildings that make them unique?
I'm not so sure about this too. I'll ask my friend Marilyn. She's super obsessed with this architecture.
Hey, Sally, what do you need?
I'm just wondering about Mesopotamian architecture, the materials they use, and what features that make them unique.
The Mesopotamians made many types of structures. For example, big temples called ziggurats, palaces, houses, and arches. They mostly used sun-dried bricks or mud bricks. They also used decorative gold and colors to create patterns and images on walls of important buildings. The more wealthier people have balconies, courtyards, and more luxury. They made smaller doors to keep out the heat, and there are a lot of other interesting designs. Different places might have different types of houses and structures because the temperature and climate is different. Many things from that time evolved to what we see today. It is really cool to see how innovative the Mesopotamians really were.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Thanks, Marilyn. Harold, you got all of that?
Yes, I'm writing everything down now. Thank you.
I got to go now. Sorry I couldn't help out more.
Bye!
My next question is, why did the Mesopotamians choose to live on the riverbanks of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers?
I'll have to ask my friend Jason about that. Hey Jason, why did the Mesopotamians choose to live there and where they are today? And where did they live?
They chose to live there because of the rich soil and resources.
Thanks.
You're welcome. See you.
Bye. Harold, were you paying attention?
Huh? Yes, I have another question. Who looked over the trade?
I think I know this one. The government of the city or large family of the firms would control the trading. The head of the firm would usually stay in the city and the rest would go.
Huh? What do you say?
Were you even listening?
Yes, never mind. My last few questions are, how did the Mesopotamia impact our present-day life? And what would be
like if Mesopotamia never existed?
I actually know the answer to this. The Mesopotamians invented some of the world's most common things, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. You know the wheels on your bike or on your parents' car? The Mesopotamians made that, along with boat sails, pottery, writing, and religion. If the Mesopotamians never existed, then we would miss out on all of those things. Did you finish your report yet? Hello? Harold? I just explained all of that to you and you fell asleep. Ugh, brothers are so annoying.
We spent a long time working on this and we worked very hard. So thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah! Yeah! Okay, yay!